Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones today on this live Thursday edition, the 20th day of July 2006. Any news item, any issue, any story, any question, any comment, anything you wish to discuss with us, we will get you up and on the air. No holds barred, wide open telephones. All we ask is what state you're calling from, your first name. You can make one up if you wish. And it's also nice if you tell us what AM or FM affiliate you're listening to us on, or whether you're listening on shortwave, satellite, or the Internet. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. It's about defending liberty, resisting tyranny. We're here to defend the United States. We're here to defend our heritage. We're here to stop the private international crime syndicate takeover of our federal, state, and local governments that is ongoing. And what level will tyranny grow to? The exact level that you allow, that you put up with. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a downward spiral of corruption. It will only get worse until we stop its growth and then begin to reverse it. You think the all-time highs of evil and wickedness and no-bid contracts and stealing and money missing and corruption and land-grabbing and child-grabbing and government drug-dealing and government poisoning and killing the population, you think it's going to end or slow down? It's only going to get worse. And I guess the only thing that we see growing other than evil is people's ability to cope with it, to rationalize it, to accept it. But the good news is people actually are waking up now in record levels as the tyranny grows. Israel is hinting at full-scale invasion. This is out in the last hour. It's being posted right now on Infowars.com. It's from the Associated Press. Israeli troops met fierce resistance from Hezbollah guerrillas Thursday as they crossed into Lebanon to seek tunnels and weapons for the second straight day. And now the head of the Lebanese military, their governmental force, is saying they will join forces with Hezbollah if there is any more incursions by the Israeli forces. And the Israeli government now and neocons on U.S. television and talk radio are openly talking about going into Syria. So we told you they'd start a war in the Middle East. They're hyping up a regular occurrence of the grabbing and capture of troops. And they have now dropped several thousand bombs on Lebanon, and they have killed, now it's up to, what, close to 400 civilians, and that's their own numbers. It's probably much higher. They're blowing up lighthouses, ships, highways, bridges, government buildings, private TV and radio stations. They're bombing apartment buildings. They're having a great time, and when a 1,000-pound bomb goes into an apartment building full of men, women, and children, it's called loving and good. And when fighters in southern Lebanon fire some junky toy rockets, basically, it's called super mega death weapons, the ultimate satanic devil power. But when 1,000-pound bombs rain down on cities, it's called love and goodness. So we'll be getting into that. Again, Israel hints at full-scale invasion. This under the Associated Press from Beirut, Lebanon. The AP is also reporting a catastrophe looms in Lebanon as Israel pushes offensive. Gingrich, the Third World War has begun. Military analyst, also AP, questions Israeli bombing. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, thousands of Israeli bombs have fallen on Lebanese homes, roads, bridges, ports, broadcasting towers, and even a lighthouse. And it goes on to say that hundreds and hundreds have died. Many civilians have been killed, Lebanese Prime Minister said. We'll get into that report when we get back. Lebanon has now been torn to shreds. BBC headline, Spanish leader is now criticizing Israel. Toronto Star headline, wildly disproportionate attack on Lebanon seems like pretext to confront Iran. We'll get into all of it, and there's new talk of a draft. We'll tell you about that, too.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we will have wide open phones for the full 3 hours today. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. My name is Alex Jones. I am your host. This is the GCN Radio Network. Well, Israel is hinting at a full-scale invasion. This out of the Associated Press. Israeli troops met fierce resistance from Hezbollah guerrillas Thursday as they crossed into Lebanon to seek tunnels and weapons for a second straight day, and Israel hinted at a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan told the Security Council that hostilities must stop between Israel and Hezbollah. Israeli warplanes also launched new airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs, a Hezbollah stronghold shortly after daybreak, followed by strikes in the guerrilla's heartland in the south and the eastern Bekaa Valley. The strikes followed bombings Wednesday that killed as many as 70 people, according to Lebanese television, making it the deadliest day since the fighting began July 12th. And I'm looking at photos and video here that I'm sure you've seen of apartment buildings that are completely leveled, apartment buildings that have had many floors blasted away. Just the entire country is being blown to bits. Thousands of bombs and artillery shells being dropped, being fired, being lobbed, being salvoed into Lebanon. And the Israelis now, for 4 or 5 days, have been attacking the entire width and breadth of the country and now have tens of thousands of Israeli troops pouring into southern areas of the tiny nation. The strikes followed bombings Wednesday that killed as many as 70 people again, and it also condemned Israel's excessive use of force against Lebanon. There are serious obstacles to reaching a ceasefire or even to diminishing the violence quickly, Annan said. He added that the fighting had triggered a humanitarian crisis. Now, remember, I mean, this has now been going on for 2 weeks, and we have had water treatment bombed, we've had fuel tanks bombed, we've had the airport blown to bits so people cannot escape, including American citizens that are now evacuating via the Marines. It's amazing. Russia sharply criticized Israel over its onslaught against Lebanon, now in its ninth day, sparked when Hezbollah militants captured two Israeli soldiers. The Russian Foreign Ministry said Israel's actions have gone far beyond the boundaries of an anti-terrorist operation and repeated calls for an immediate ceasefire. At least 306 people have been killed in Lebanon. The new number is up at 400. Since the Israeli campaign began, according to the security forces control room that collates casualties in Israel, 29 people have been killed, including 14 soldiers. The UN has said that at least 500,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon. And I just want to report something here. Do you know what one of the hottest destinations, first world, by the way, in the 50s, 60s, and even into the early 1970s was in the Mediterranean? It was the cons of the Middle East. It was Lebanon. Some of the best scuba diving, some of the best hotels, if you're into that type of thing, casinos, very Western rock and roll music playing on the radio stations. I know a lot of Lebanese people. Very Western, very mainstream. Going back thousands of years, it's been a major trade city. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It is a blown-to-bits, pockmarked, militant, manipulated area. In the last 5 years, the carnage of the 80s had been reversed, and they had a democratically elected government. They were reemerging into second-world status. Tourism had rebounded. Lebanon does not want to fight with Israel. They have tried to sign peace deals, just like Egypt has. It means nothing. And now they're being completely leveled. But to the average American, they believe that Lebanese have huge 90-foot fangs, dripping blood, and squirting acid, and that they basically look like something out of the movie Alien, and that they are all just running around screaming Allah Akbar and detonating explosives belts. It isn't true. The Lebanese were sharp-dressed, intelligent businessmen and women and scientists and doctors and very highly educated. Again, they go back thousands of years as a trading and business group. But not anymore. That is not the case anymore, my friends. And so they're trying to rebound. And I'll repeat the facts that are in Israeli newspapers, that are admitted in Western papers as well. Israel founded Hamas in 1973 as a religious, quote, counterbalance to radicalize the region. This is what they do. This is how they operate. They went and they created Hezbollah because they didn't want mainstream, elected, suit and tie-wearing Palestinians who would just be nonviolent like Gandhi or Martin Luther King. No. You know, that's too effective. They wanted it to be a hot war. They didn't want it to be political. It's like our government. How many times has the FBI been caught red-handed carrying out terror attacks or provocateuring riots from Berkeley, California to New York City to Detroit to Dallas, Texas, to then go in and arrest whole political organizations that have been effective against them? It's simple. You provocateur an action. And in many cases, Israel, the U.S., and the British have been caught financing terrorist groups, and the young 16, 18-year-old idiot from some, you know, refugee camp who's never had any schooling and all they know is hatred and they've been bombed and strafed their entire life, full of nothing but hate, they don't even know that in many cases, in fact, the majority, the evidence shows that when they sneak into Israel and when they pull that cord and when 5 pounds of plastic explosives detonate, blowing their body to bits on some bus, they don't even know that money came from Shin Bet or Mossad. They don't read UPI. They don't read Haaretz. They don't read Jerusalem Post. Oh, it's even admitted, again, in the Israeli papers. Hundreds of, quote, al-Qaeda teams to create a fake al-Qaeda threat. That was in 2002 when the Israelis got caught doing it. Every few months they catch Israeli settlers dressed up in beards, running around detonating bombs to blame it on Palestinians. They'll blow up a few bombs in their neighborhood to then get the military in because there's some talk of, you know, making them move out of their settlement and the military will grab a hundred more acres and just keep moving forward for the living space, as Hitler would call it. Was it Lebensraum? Is that right? I'm not good with my German. So look at who has the motive, Ki Bono. And, of course, the Israeli government loves all of this because they get to have their control over the population. They get to continue to get their tens of billions of dollars in military aid each year. They get to continue to push their national security state. The people of Israel are just as enslaved as many of their Arab neighbors. And it just goes on and on. And then while we're busy looking at Israel being attacked, there's no discussion about Israel is conservatively number two in white slavery trafficking worldwide. There's no discussion how they're number one in shipping ecstasy, very dangerous drug, worldwide. How they are number one in shipping snuff films worldwide. That's all mainstream news. But again, back of the paper, the incredibly evil and wicked things that go on in Israel, the selling of weapon systems that they've gotten from the U.S. to China and to Pakistan and even Iran. So while we're busy sitting there talking about how, quote, America needs to support Israel, we need to understand that the people who are in Israel don't even care about the Israeli people's interest. It's about a war economy. It's about an order out of chaos economy, the same political paradigm that we're moving to in the United States. We're not a nation of industry or a nation of moral values or a nation of freedoms. Why, we're a nation at war with terrorists. The war on terror, the long war, it's never going to end. You can't question government. You've got to give up all of your freedoms. You've got to let the government take your private property and brainwash your children and give you national ID cards and force drug you. And you can't question any of that while they get rid of the borders and create an American Union, because they're busy keeping you safe from the foggy al-Qaeda. I mean, come on. It's as plain as the nose on your face. And people say, well, but there's real suicide bombers. There's real terrorist attacks. Again, there is some real rage attacks where a Palestinian gets a gun, sneaks it in, and shoots eight Israelis, killing three. Or a woman, you know, 50-year-old woman is so enraged that her son and her grandson and granddaughters were all killed by Israelis who then stood over them laughing at the dead bodies of the little children taking snapshot trophy photos. I'm talking about a real case. She goes on a bus, and the woman is so enraged, she successfully, what was it, killed five Israelis and stabbed another 12. A woman taking on a whole bunch of men, so enraged, she's slashing and killing them with a butcher knife. Oh, that's real, ladies and gentlemen. That isn't Shin Bet or Mossad. And you've got those real type of things going on. But every time we track it, when somebody blows up an oil tanker or blows up a pipeline or blows something up, gas prices go up, the oil companies make more money, Israel gets to get more control, we track back where the funding is coming from, and it's coming from our governments. And you try to tell the average drooling neocon follower, can't follower this, they just can't compute it. And that's why you're going to lose your Second Amendment, dummies, talking to the neocon listeners. That's why you're going to lose your property. That's why we're going to lose our borders. You know, I've got an article here out of New York, what is it, New York Daily News, where it says Rupert Murdoch tries to keep fundraisers for Hillary quiet. And then I hear conservatives on talk radio who aren't neocons, but they're still confused, going, well, why is it Bush has signed on for the wetlands project to say a puddle in your yard means they can take your property? I thought he's a conservative. About as conservative as a bathhouse. Well, why is it Bush is signing all these regulations that are anti-gun? Well, why is it that Bush is doing all these things? Because he's a New World Order minion. He's not conservative or liberal. That's all fake.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
One of the biggest insurance companies in the United States has signed a deal to start implanting their insurance members, their policyholders, with chips. And again, I don't have a crystal ball. It's not hard to predict that they would start giving people huge discounts if they take chips. And then pretty soon they won't give you a policy if you don't have one. I predicted this 8 years ago. Here it is. 6 years ago, we got the Pentagon battle plan. The Federation of American Scientists published it to force us all to take chips. Listen, you can't make stuff up like this. And people laughed at us, and they'd hear me on talk radio. They wouldn't check out the website. They would see me on the local TV show showing the documents, and I'd get emails saying, "You're making it up," when I had direct links to the Federation of American Scientists. Listen, we're not kidding. The government plans to make you take a chip. It isn't a joke. It isn't a game. Okay? So I'll get into that later. There's just so much news here. But right now, let's go to Tim in Nebraska, then we'll go to everybody else. Tim, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. Did you mention the name of that insurance company?
Yes, it's here in the stack, and I haven't gotten to it yet. I believe it's Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, great.
In fact, it is. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had a question. What's the status on the C-SPAN recording at the conference?
I meant to do a rant on that yesterday, and I meant to do it today. The problem is I haven't had time to call them. I talked to them last Monday, and they said, sir, I'm just a secretary, but it has not been removed. It's going to air sometime. They said they normally air within 2 weeks, but it could be as long as a month. But I'm tired of waiting. This does not fit their regular pattern. And so I'm going to give out the C-SPAN numbers. In fact, I meant to tell during the last break, Ryan Slickhuysen, to call C-SPAN. Kevin just got in. He had car trouble. Kevin Smith, please, I know you're listening right now, go call C-SPAN and find out if they're giving us a date. If not, I'm going to give their number out. But we haven't done this yet. But more importantly, we're going to give you the show times of their live shows. That's where you need to hit them and say, where is the Infowars.com 9/11 symposium? You covered it. Where is it?
Uh-huh. Say, one other thing. I don't get video streaming on my internet. My connection isn't good enough. Are you going to come out with a DVD of the conference?
Yes, that is on the burner to do. We're finishing up the official terror storm that should be ready in about 2.5 weeks. As soon as that's done, I frankly think the Bilderberg footage I got is more important. And so, but I may try to make both films simultaneously, a Bilderberg film slash American Union film, and then also put together maybe a double CD set with 4 hours of the conference.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. Yes, for those that don't know, 3 weeks ago, let me see, it's the 20th today. It was the 25th that they were there. So 26 days ago, C-SPAN sent a big three-camera, three-man team to Los Angeles, California to cover our event. They said it was excellent. They were excited. But they're just the team that that makes the production. It was sent to C-SPAN. They got it 2 days later. The crew told us, C-SPAN originally told us it would probably air that Wednesday, and then again the next Sunday, and then again the next Wednesday at three different times. Then they told us it might be 2 weeks, then 3 weeks, and that was the last time I talked to them was last week. We don't know. And I am very upset about it. It was they told us that we had roughly about 2 hours. They said keep it below 2 hours. So we taped for in the live roundtable panel discussion for 1 hour, 48 minutes, 20-something seconds, to be precise. And they have not aired it. And I privately thought to myself that it'd be a snowball's chance in Hades for them to air it because it's so hardcore. No one pulled punches. Not Professor Fetzer, not myself, not Stephen Jones, not Webster Tarpley, not Dr. Bob Bowman. I mean, you know, top physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, professors, terrorism experts. I gave a little 7-minute intro to it where I laid 9/11 out. And we told them what the panel discussion was. We told them what would be covered. They said, great. You called them. I never put the call out for C-SPAN to cover it. Jack Blood was sitting in when I was in... when I was up at Bilderberg, and he, I guess, had the idea that, hey, how about C-SPAN? They should call this. Call them, folks. Tell them to cover it. Well, to be specific, we'd actually called C-SPAN. They hadn't called us back. Then there was a discussion of it. Jack decided to say on air, why don't you call them? You called them. They decided to cover it, and they have got an hour and 48-minute piece that they have not aired. And it really lights a candle under my hind end just to show how controlled these people are that they haven't aired it. They haven't scheduled it. Now, I want a yay or nay from them. I want to, if they tell me it's going to air in 2 weeks, fine. Okay, but this doesn't fit their normal programming schedule for it to be 26 days and it hadn't even been scheduled yet. So, we'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Teacher, leave them kids alone. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wide open telephones. Let's move quickly through your calls. Again, any issue you want to discuss, I'm actually getting the phone numbers for the switchboard at C-SPAN. Please be nice to them. It's just secretaries that answer the phone. And I want you to call those numbers, but I, more importantly, Washington Journal, what is on from 6 to 9, Monday through, I believe it actually runs 7 days a week. And so hit them every morning. Hit them every single morning. They'll start screening calls, get through their screeners, and just say, what is going on with C-SPAN? They'll start hanging up on you. But just get it out. What is wrong with C-SPAN? Why aren't you airing the 9/11 symposium? Infowars.com. You came, you covered it, C-SPAN. Why aren't you airing it? Why won't you talk to us? Why won't you tell us? You know, when they decided to cover it, we could talk to their programming people. And, oh, yeah, we're going to come cover it. We're going to air it. And then now they won't put us through to them. They won't talk to us. All right, I don't want to belabor that. In the final segment of this hour, I'll have the phone numbers for Washington Journal. They have other live shows, too, that are unannounced. There'll be some Senate or House vote or some other event. And then for 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes, they will then just randomly start taking calls. And those are easier shows to get in on. But the key is get Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in there when they allow you to get on. And going back, I mean, Brian Lamb has done multiple extended hit pieces on myself, one of them for an hour and a half with some professor saying Bohemian Grove's wonderful and I'm a dangerous lunatic who's encouraging violence and I'm just totally evil. And then I called Mr. Lamb up, who knows all about who I am, admits he's heard my radio show, admits he's listened, admits he's heard me on other shows, knows who I am. And we've never really lobbied to be on, but after that happened, I called up and I talked to his people. We could get a hold of him then, and I said, why don't you have me on? Why don't you have me on for 30 minutes? I'll fly up there. I'll come in studio with Lamb. And, oh, no, Mr. Jones, no, that's not going to happen. So I think we deserve equal time after all these years with the hit pieces on C-SPAN. I've probably been sent, I don't know, 10, 15 tapes, I don't know, over the years with different guests he's had on who just decide to go ahead and go off on me. And then all the times Lamb has gone off on me. And then two interviews that I've got tapes of where they spent over an hour. Imagine. An hour plus where Lamb's bashing me for 30 minutes and then they put on somebody for an hour bashing me. And then you finally come cover our event, C-SPAN, and you won't air it. So now is the time. The time has come. The time is now for C-SPAN to air our piece. I mean, they'll air some neocons saying we need to attack Iran literally 5-6 times. I've been looking at their schedule. They'll air it over and 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 over. Or some fake liberal from the Nation enforcing the false left-right paradigm. They'll do that forever. But they will not put us on. And Kevin, you're talking to C-SPAN right now. What are they telling you?
She's checking for me right now.
She's checking for you. Okay.
Notice it's not Republican anymore. It says support President
Bush. Kevin just walked in here and gave me the phone numbers. In the past, it was Democrat, Republican, Independent. Now it's Democrats, support President Bush, others. And so I will give you these numbers unless they come in here and give us some type of information. All right, I said open phones. I'm now belaboring this issue, and it's not as important as what's happening in Israel right now or what's happening to our economy or the devaluation of the dollar or a host of other issues. Jeff in Vermont, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
What do you think about the citizen in Lebanon being carried away on a private cruiser? Could you say Lusitania again?
Well, I believe you're on an IP phone.
Yeah.
It's cutting up. Are you talking about the evacuation of thousands of U.S. citizens of the 20,000 that are there roughly by the Marines via the embassy?
Yes.
And you're saying it would be perfect the way this is being hyped for our government or Israel to blow up one of the ships and then claim that the Lebanese or Hezbollah attacked it?
Exactly. Like another Lusitania, dragged us into World War II.
Well, that's one of their favorite things to do. Thank you, Jeff, for the call.
Hey.
I got to let you go. It sounds like you're talking to us from 100 feet underwater. You're a great caller, but just sometimes the IP phones don't cut it. Exactly. In fact, in official U.S. government documents, they talk about blowing up a ship like they did in Havana Harbor in 1898. They talk about staging Lusitania events. There's different things they can do. They can have a ship cruise up and down in a hot combat zone and hope somebody attacks it. Or they can have a ship cruise up and down a hot combat zone and then no one attacks it and they just claim someone did. That happened with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Or they can actually blow up the ship themselves. And this has been done over and over again. It's one of their favorite tricks. It was done, of course, in late June of 1967 by the Israel in collusion with the United States government, and that's all declassified and on the record. Let's talk to Steve in Utah. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good
Hi.
To talk to you. Hey, congratulations on Terrorstorm. Just watched it the other day. Awesome new documentary. My comment is basically simple. You know, it just seems so convenient, these coincidences that happen as far as us looking for an excuse to go into Iran.
That's right. They say that there's this big collision coming up with Iran. We're going to have to attack them. And then Ahmadinejad is saying, hey, let's be friends, sending letters. They're not even read. and then magically they say that Hezbollah is firing off all these rockets, and then you have the whole other equation, whole other part of the equation, that we know Iran's been in the globalist pocket in the past, though they've engaged in backstabbing of each other. So it's a, so you've just got to look at motive.
Well, you know, this is not an isolated incident of hostages being taken. I mean, this has happened. You look back, it was 30 years ago when there was 100 or more hostages taken, and they went in stealthily and extracted them and killed the terrorists, you know. But now all of a sudden we have to bomb the entire nation, or they have to bomb the entire nation to be able to find two.
They're reporting thousands and thousands of artillery shells, bombs, and missiles that Israel has been dropping on the length and breadth of the country, blowing up civilian targets, and you know, this is freedom.
You know, I just wonder what's going to happen as 2008 approaches. What kind of weird coincidences are going to start happening so we can impose, or so they can impose? I'm sorry.
Well, this is all about the election. This war will get some people to rally behind the Uber leader, the great Fuhrer, and Bush is actually getting a few approval rating points boost right now. So is Olbert. So, again, it's not just about oil. It's not just about region control. It's not just about a greater Israel. It's about domestic popularity.
Yeah, everybody, you know, likes to simplify it down as to it's all about oil, which, granted, it is about oil, but there's so much more that goes into it.
The New World Order Crime Syndicate does a cost-benefit analysis, and when something is good for the majority of their interests, they do it.
You bet. Good talking to you, Alex. Thanks. Keep up the good work, my man.
Hey, I appreciate your call. But, you know, just talking about how they could sink one of these ships, the globalists, the New World Order, Israel, the U.S., Britain, anybody could do it. Anybody who has an interest in widening this. The defense contractors, private agencies, private groups, quasi-governmental organizations. Just by talking about how they could do it, and even putting a little article out about it, could stop them from pulling something like that. I think Jeff was right on target. That's the exact type of MO and signature we've seen in the past. And we know serial killers and sociopaths repeat the same thing, not just individually or as groups, but throughout history it's the same pathology. Let's talk to Tyrone in Toronto, Canada. Welcome, Tyrone.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to get your comment on something that's happening up here. The emerging media monster, Bell Global Media and Chum City, which together make up a pretty large portion of the information that Canadians get in terms of the news, they're emerging.
Well, you've got CTV, and then you've got CBC, and that's really it.
And in Toronto, we've got something called Chum City, and they've always been a pretty good source, but now they're being merged with CTV. And this is really worrisome for a lot of people up here, because now we're not going to have an alternative source to get information.
Well, you're right, and 10 years ago, there were roughly 200-plus companies that owned the newspapers and TV and radio in this country. There are now two major companies that own 70%+ of the radio stations. There are four companies that have interlocking directorates, so it's really two companies that own the cable channels and the cable news.
Yeah, and they own a newspaper up here, too, the Globe and Mail. It's a big paper up here. They own that, too. CTV does. And there was one other thing, MTV up here, which pretty much targets you know, the young audience to do lifestyle shows.
That's Viacom.
Yeah, well, actually, MTV up here is owned by CTV. It's actually separate. The thing, though, is that they have their headquarters.
But actually, I looked that up. It's a licensed name and is directed by Redstone. But Canadian laws basically force them to have quasi ownership in Canada.
Right. Well, the thing is that their headquarters up here is inside a Masonic temple. It says it right on front of the building.
No, I knew that. I've been a guest three times on MTV.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Up there, and the first time they joked and said, was it the second, that, by the way, we're inside a Masonic temple right now, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know about that, get your comments on that, that's what's going on up here. Our media is getting all merged together. So, you know, less non-biased sources of information for the general public.
It's not good. Thank you for the call. Let me try to run through that, though. It is as it seems to a certain extent, but then it isn't. And let me explain that. There was a consolidation in the last 100 years of media, accelerating in the last, really, 12 years up until now. people will say, well, you just said 10, now it's 12. I mean, I forget it's 2006. It's, and time's just flying. But in the last 12 years or so, we've seen an exponential rate of down to just a few companies now. And again, they're all investing in each other. And so you have these interlocking boards. So it's just a few interests who all have the same interest of pushing consolidation, who bought up and controlled and destroyed choice. So the free market then moved in with the internet and alternative newspapers and publications, and now print has lost in the last 10 years around 60%, 61% a few weeks ago when I saw the latest numbers, of their readership, 60% plus. And television, first it was broadcast TV lost to cable 15 years ago, and then by the mid-90s, TV itself began to lose total viewership, and television has lost around 40%, the number's actually 45%, of its viewership. Cable news has lost even more than that. I mean, you go back 15 years ago, CNN on its top shows would have 15 million viewers. CNN's top shows have 2 million. Lou Dobbs, 2 million a night, one of their top shows. O'Reilly, 2.3 million on average every evening. He's down from 4 million a few years ago, then 3 million now, 2.3 million, 2.4 on a top night, maybe 2.5. I look at these numbers every week. There was a time when the nightly news had 30-plus million viewers. ABC would be tops with 35 million. NBC with 30 million, CBS 30 million, they'd fight with each other for the second place. Now you look at it, they might have 5, 6, 7, 10 million viewers on a big news cycle night. They're falling apart. CNN last Monday, remember how that article about the death of mainstream media and how there's too many choices and all this niche marketing now, and so everything's broken into 1,000 pieces, and so, it's destroyed the quality, oh, boo-hoo. Actually, you look at the big studies, people are more happy with their choices now. They're very upset. The establishment's very upset. They've lost their monopoly, so they're moving with internet taxation, email taxation, tier 1 and 2 with internet 2 systems to shut down your choice. They're moving quickly, but I really think it's too late because people now had a taste of real choice. And so whereas you look at shows like this one's trend, and radio listenerships and AM and FM affiliates, and then you look at our internet trends, it's going straight up. You look at a two-year graph or a yearly graph. You look at mainstream media, they're going straight down. Neocons are going straight down. Fake liberals are going straight down. They can try to brand themselves as alternative. It isn't working. And so to make a long story short, we saw a consolidation of media the last 12 years, continuing a 100-year trend. Then, because of that consolidation, people demanded choice, alternative markets for freewheeling information opened up, the good, the bad, and the ugly. A lot of it's garbage, a lot of it's great, a lot of it's middle of the road. The point is, the choice developed, and now it's hurting the mainstream media so bad that it's now accelerating a second wave of consolidations in an attempt to cut costs to maintain profitability. So a lot of the consolidations you now see is an attempt to maintain profitability. And then you also see mainline establishment media panicking and even trying to talk about the New World Order, trying to cover the New World Order, trying to put a limited spin on it. In the past, they tried to demonize the anti-New World Order crowd. Now they're trying to just put a limited spin on it because they're desperately trying to maintain an audience. And I've talked to big, CEOs. Well, that's not true. I've talked to presidents and program directors and high-level individuals at top TV networks and stations, and they go, yeah, we know it's true. Yeah, we know about the New World Order. Yeah, Alex, we know all about it. Yeah, we know that's what the people want. Yeah, well, someday in the future, if you could just play ball a little bit. It's gone from, we want you to totally be our minion, to, hey, with a little limited control. And I'm like, Nope, we'll just make our own media. We don't need you. There's been a flurry of it the last year. I mean, I'm getting calls every day to the point that I don't even return them now. And then now the calls are coming in. Okay, we're going to pitch a TV show where you can do whatever you want. And then, of course, I'm told, I can't have it. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. as the establishment desperately tries to maintain their position, and they're losing it rapidly. All right, now I'm ranting. We'll come back. I'm trying to even go to your calls a little bit faster. Jason, Zach, and others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. My new film, Terror Storm, is out. And if you want to get a copy of it, it's available on Infowars.com right now. I really can't describe how good it is. Go watch the trailer for it. Watch some of the free clips of it. It's heads and shoulders above any other film I've ever made. It is so powerful. I am so proud of it, and I really want you to get a copy of it and make copies of it and expose the murderers of 9/11. I want to expose the killers. None of us are safe while they're still in power. I want to expose the government-sponsored terror paradigm, because they lose that in their arsenal. We break this system they use in front of their faces. In the words of Webster Tarpley, we've got to do it now. And believe me, the establishment media will tell you you don't have any power to lay down. They're actually desperately afraid of you right now, so rise up and crush them.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
major American insurers are going to give you discounts if you take microchips, and you better believe they're going to make it financially impossible for most people to not take chips. It's here. This is big news. I've been conditioned to not really cover a lot of the microchipping stuff because we've been covering it so long. There's literally 10, 15, 20, 30, it's ridiculous, articles every day about how wonderful it all is and how we all need it. I've never seen such a bombardment, to the point of I just kind of shut down and haven't been covering it. Even when we have police chiefs on saying, I'll make you take chips, I can't wait. Well, this is out of New Jersey, where they got a full court press on. Anyways, that's coming up. We're going to take your calls. Kurt Nimmo, the big blogger, is on the phone. He just called in, so I'm going to skip ahead so he can comment here in just a moment, and we'll go to everybody else that's patiently holding. But good news. Now, it sounds kind of like a put-off to me, but we'll see what happens. American Perspectives, which is one of their premium programs, one of the most highly promoted on C-SPAN, but I haven't heard them promoting it yet, Saturday the 29th, so we're talking about 9 days, 8.5 days from now, or two Saturdays from now, 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on C-SPAN 1, or the week after August 5th. They don't know. They don't know. So I really think they were hoping we would just ignore it and it would go away, and I still have real reservations on whether or not they're going to air the American Scholar Symposium 9/11 Neocon Agenda, incredibly powerful 1 hour, 48-minute panel discussion. If you don't want to wait, go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, get a membership. Hey, I'd love to give it out for free. That's why we upload a lot of stuff to Google Video. You know, select things. We take the time. I pay people to upload it. It takes probably 8 hours to get it done. You got to cut it, make it. It takes more than that. You got to edit it together, which takes days from a four-camera shoot. Then you've got to encode it, and it takes hours and hours. Then you've got to upload it. It takes hours and hours. Then you got to post it. So it costs me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars in manpower to then upload something free to Google. And we do that. About once a week, maybe one-third of what we produce, we upload for free. Ain't good enough for some people. But bottom line, if you want the panel discussion, it's up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can see it there, burn it to disk, give it to people. It's in high bandwidth, low bandwidth. Again, my weekly TV reports, all 15 of my films, including Terror Storm, my book, Paul Watson's book. That's the kind of thing that you get there by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Or get a hard copy of Terror Storm, as I mentioned before the break, by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or writing to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Infowars.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore or 888-253-3139. But I don't really think we should call the C-SPAN switchboard yet and hammer these poor ladies. You can call and thank them for, because, you know, they think we've been giving the number out. We haven't. We've been people call in and ask about it, and they think with the hundreds of calls they've gotten that we're giving their number out. No, we've not given their number out. Believe me, they're going to know it when we do it. I've gotten reports from the local newspaper that one time I gave their number out, and they got over 2,000 phone calls and had to literally shut the Chronicle down for half a day, and then the calls continued to the next day because every phone line in the place was jammed because they've got a general one number, and then it directs you, and it just shut their phone system down. But you should call into Washington Journal and say, well, we hear that's airing next week. Is that true? We hear that's airing next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Can you tell us about that? Is that true? Washington Journal, Democrats number, 202-737-0002, or President Bush supporter line, 202-737-0001. We'll be right back. Just stay with us. More calls, more news coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.